This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rec tube portion. Since our EchoLink and our pre-net check-in functions on the repeater are down because of the power outages, we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, Gary, and I might add that our internet just come on a few minutes ago, and Dave Watson doesn't live far from us, and I think it's where the controller's at, Gary, so maybe the Echo Link will be coming on pretty quick. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
For DOS. Hello, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm almost home in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
For DOS. From Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Cowpens. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And hope you're staying safe. Tom, I tried the EchoLink and the pre-net check-in things right before the net started. And the Echo Link is still off, or was at that point in time. So I'll check back with it, and if it comes up, I'll let you know. But it does go through Dave Watson's house and his controller over there. We sure are missing it. But thanks for the update that you got yours there, back there, Tom. Do appreciate it. Also like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's mother brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. He's out there on the mobile almost home. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Chris, you're sounding good tonight there, young man. I appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well and you stay safe. And then we got KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Mr. Bill, as always, young man, you got a wonderful signal into the repeater from Cowpens. I appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well and stay safe. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, no traffic, and I'll be here for some comments, Gary. Good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to a couple of my neighbors, KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley, appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Eric. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Y'all stay safe and stay well. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Let's check in. KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. Leroy Taylor is negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
EOS. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm mobile and in Pumpkin Town. No traffic, no table tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
EOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Ben is in Benjamin, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Thankfully, this is our last night in the Faraday Hotel.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like, say good evening to KA5WLL. Westminster Leroy, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. Hope you're doing well and you stay safe. And N4ZLK, yes, Mr. Shane. He's mobile up there around Pumpkin Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. When you get to the house, please tell Miss Bent we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well and staying safe. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's in the Faraday Hotel over there, in the Faraday Cage Hotel. Last night, I hope, Bear Ben, appreciate you being with us down there in Simpsonville. I hope you are doing well, and y'all stay safe as well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be also be negative and negative.
Back control. Back control. Please check in. Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Name is Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. Good evening, Gary. I hope you're doing well and safe, and hope everybody else is as well. And I hope everybody has a great evening. 73 all.
Third DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his bride. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont, and they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay. And Miss Michelle's down there. Good night, Mr. Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well and safe. And then we got K9OH, that's Mr. Billy. And his sweet bride, KN4DBQ. That's Miss Nancy. They're down there in Anderson. I'll get that out in a minute, Billy. Appreciate y'all being with us, Billy. Hope y'all are doing staying safe. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's on the phone with our son, Anthony. KI4DGY up in Charlotte. They call and check on Mom and Dad. So we appreciate that. Additional stations in the Delta Group, A through D. Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the next alphabetical group, which is L, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello, and hello and to everyone on the net, and thank you for all y'all have done to help out.
Net control, please check in KK4HXB. Earl up here at Travis Rest. Hope everything's well. I'm going to be monitoring.
Wes? Check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell me the least. We said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And, Patrick, we appreciate all that you folks have been taken care of up there in the Brevard area. Man, I tell you, y'all have just done a tremendous, tremendous job. And my hat's off to you. And a good job for all those folks that are helping up that way. Also, like to say good evening, KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. He's monitoring tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. Patrick, I hope you and Miss Elisa are well and safe as well. And then we got K4HNR. That's Mr. Carter. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And, Connor, I think you've been in there quite a bit, too, helping out, and we appreciate you as well. Appreciate all the fams out there in Radio Land that have been helping out, whether it be relaying information or out in the streets, you know, putting feet on the traffic that needs to be handled and health and welfare and all that. Folks, we really appreciate it. Y'all have really stepped up. Do appreciate it. Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KO4DOS. And KQ4GWP. This is Hayden, right next to you in Easley. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks a lot for calling the net. Hope you're safe and have a good night.
DOS. Everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo, Mike, 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango, Shannon, and Hendersonville. And Gary, thanks for letting me relay today up here. Thanks a lot for that. KM4EST.
K4DOS. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
This is KI4DS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to another neighbor of mine, Mr. Hayden, KQ4GWP. That's Mr. Hayden over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Hayden. Hope you are doing well. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KM4EFT, that's Miss Shannon up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shannon. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And Shannon, it was my pleasure to help out with a few relays that I did today. I enjoyed it, and we just hope all you folks up there that are out and about trying to help people out stay safe. And I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, and again, you stay well and safe. And then we got W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well, staying safe. Appreciate you being with us, and hope all is well at your place. And then we got N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And Ed, we appreciate your contributions as well there, young man. Keep up the good work. Let's move on up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Oh, please check in. Kilo India 4, Whiskey Victor Golf. Brian, EFC here in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Wes? Buddy on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. I'm in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. This is Ken.
EOS. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. I'm Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening. Over.
4, DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark is in and out tonight. And I hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
And a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Master James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And KI4WVG, that's Mr. Brian. He's over there at the EOC in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us again tonight, Mr. Brian. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And then we got KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And AF4LV. That's Mr. Mark. He's down there in Belton. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. And KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry. And his fleet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And hope you continue to stay safe. Additional stations in the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in WW4JET, that's Whiskey, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew in Northern Pickens County over by Table Rock. No traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. He's over there in Northern Pickens County, over there near Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. We move up now to the very patient group on a Thursday night, the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. An N9OYL Jim and N9TEN Sherry. We're both in Easley. We're both negative and negative. We survived the storm, and hopefully praying for everybody that has lost so much in this crazy event.
Wes. Again, Whiskey 4, Sierra Oscar Echo. Sean in Greer, South Carolina. A negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station calling, you were right down at my noise level. I got W4O, and I missed the last two letters in your name. Could you come back with the rest of your call and your name, please?
Roger, Whiskey 4, Oscar Sierra, Sierra. W4OSS, name is Kim T.
We got it that time there, young man. Do appreciate it. W4OSS, that's Mr. Kim down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And W4SOE, that's Mr. Sean over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sean. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And N9OYL, that's Mr. Jim and his sweet bride, and 9TEN, that's Miss Sherry. They're over here, neighbors of mine in Easley. Jim, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope y'all are doing well, staying safe. And glad you made it through the event that we had this past weekend. We're still up here on top of the hill. They didn't blow us off and flood us down the road, so we're in pretty good shape over here as well. But again, I appreciate y'all being with us. Hope y'all are well and safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Coming up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. That's KQ4TPD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
COS. In Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4TTH. This is Jonathan from Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
K4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, staying safe. Tommy, how's your dad, Wayne? Is he doing okay?
Good. He got power back last Saturday, I believe. So he's doing pretty well. In fact, I went over to his house and got the generator last night as a backup over here. So he's doing good, though. K4XB.
Okay, buddy, well, tell him I asked about him. We miss him on the radio. He never got on there a whole lot, but, you know, we do miss him. Tell him I said, hey. But thanks for the information on that one as well. All righty, the next one we'd like to say good evening to is KQ4TGH. And that's Mr. Jonathan, a neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Control, good evening. If you would, please check in and out. Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf. David and Easley, again, KM4GZG. David and Easley, I'll be in and out. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
DOS. Again, dude, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, and thanks to Leroy and Patrick for their help today.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4GZG. That's Mr. David, another neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. And N4AZE, that's Mr. Dude, another neighbor of mine over here in Easley. That makes number 10 from Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dude. Hope you are doing well, staying safe. And, yeah, those folks up there, they're doing a really good job, and you got to meet two real nice, fine young men there, Dude. Sorry I wasn't up there to get to meet you, but maybe we'll get to meet one of these days soon. Hope you're doing well, and again, stay safe. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Don't pause signals normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratchet portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have but one on the ratchet list tonight. For STD. Larry, what have you been up to today there, young man?
POS in the net, KC4SKD here. Well, come home from work and worked on the truck a little bit. I figured I better get back on it. I hadn't worked on it in a couple of weeks. It's coming along okay. We were replacing all the cooler hoses, and just while we're in there working on it, doing the extra things like we did on the RAV, but hopefully I need about 5 hours to get it back together. And Rhonda's waving at me. She said to tell you hello, by the way. But we learned a good bit when we had no power. First thing I found out is my handy-talkie battery is bad. You can't transmit with it. It'll listen just fine. And then the little battery, 12-volt battery I bought to back it up is bad. So I got to buy a new handy-talkie battery.
Well, the weekend's coming. I don't know if you've got plans for the weekend or not, but you might find an hour or two to work on your truck. yeah, you'd always love to have a little more time than we do. But you'll get it all done. It took you a little bit to get the RAV done, but it look how well it is doing now. So you know, it was all worthwhile. As far as your HT batteries go, man, I tell you what, that's terrible. I've got, gosh, I don't know how many HTs I do have. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got about 5 or 6HTs, and I don't think I need to buy any batteries right now. The only ones I might need to buy are Radio Shack HTX-202. Larry, you remember those?
I remember them. That was a right popular radio when it came out. And a lot of people seemed to like them, but I hadn't heard that model number in a long time.
I replaced the batteries. I was looking through the QST head in the back of the magazine. And my father-in-law actually gave me those two HTs. And he told me, he said, one's got a good battery and the other one's got a bad battery. He said, but I ain't spending that much money on a battery. He said, I didn't hardly spend that much on radio. And I said, okay. So I got to looking in the QST and saw this ad for a battery company. So I went online and looked at the batteries, and they had a bigger battery than the one that I had, the late state. But them HTs ain't much little, but anyway, I had a battery there. And I looked at the price, and I said, that can't be right. So I said, well, I'm going to order one. Won't hurt to order it. So I ordered it, and it came. And put it on the, well, didn't have to, but I put it on the charger and topped it off, made sure it was charged up real good. Put that booger on there, and it worked like a charm, and it was relatively inexpensive. I don't think I spent but about, maybe $20 on the battery.
Check it out then, see what the prices are for the, it's a FT60 Yaesu, that's the handy talkie that I got off. I'll look and see how much they are, and I really hardly use the handy-talkie. It stays clipped in here in the bedroom most of the time on the little holder. But I'll check it out and decide whether or not I want to buy one.
What model did you say that was?
It's an FT Foxtrot Tango 60.
I was going to look it up, to see if I can find it on that place. The name of that company that was in the QST magazine was Batteries America. And it takes you a few minutes to get through all rigmarole to get to the batteries and all that, but from what I could tell, they seem to have pretty good prices there, Larry.
Get out then and see what it's all about. But anyway, talked to my dad a while ago, and he talked to Randall, and Randall's still without power, and he went down to the road down to one of the bridges that he uses to get out of his neighborhood. I think it's over the French Broad, or I don't know exactly the name of the river, but it's a pretty good sized river. Said he went down there to it, and the bridge is closed. It's got a big crack in it, and the bridge is higher on one side than it is on the other side.
Let's tell him not to get on that bridge. I don't believe I would try to cross it either. But I hate that, I hope that's not the only way he's got out of his neighborhood. And I do hope he gets power back in there pretty quick there, Larry.
The route to get out of the neighborhood. But as far as the power, he laughed a little bit. He said, we're sort of getting used to it now. At least it's not summertime when it's 95 degrees.
Well, he's probably having more withdrawal pains from his gaming station than he is from anything else.
That's what Rhonda said a while ago. That, I know he misses that. But my nephew actually came up from Florida to see him, and they were hoping for a good week. And then the storm came, and my nephew had to go back on Sunday to make sure he gets back to Florida in time. So that kind of ruined his little trip up here.
Sorry, I'm sorry that his trip got messed up. But, there's a lot of things got messed up when this storm came through. We were talking about Randall and his gaming station. I showed my son Stephen a picture of Randall's station and the way he's got it set up. And Stephen, he was jumping up and down. He said, I want one of those. I said, the only thing I can tell you is good work, make lots of money, and build you one like Randall did. He said, I don't know if I can build it all, Dad. Just, you might have to do all the woodwork.
He's been working on that thing for years. And, I hadn't even mentioned it to him. Maybe I'll ask him about it. I'm sure he misses playing games. Anyhow, it's been understandably the worst event we've had around here that I can think of. My heart goes out to those people that lost their lives and, houses and everything else. It's just been an absolute tragedy. But anyway, thank you for all those thanks. Go out to those people that have Patrick especially, and the others, if I start naming names, I'll miss somebody, but those that really put a lot into the communications part of this.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KC4SKD, Mr. Larry over in Easley, and Larry's sweet little bride Rhonda standing over there in the background listening to the conversation. I throw her name in there just to be polite. But, you're absolutely correct there, Larry. We've never really seen anything quite this bad in this area. Now, it was, what did they say? It was almost 30 years ago when Hugo came through. And I was driving at that point. As a matter of fact, I was in Charleston, and I had to go across the Cooper River Bridge. And there's a highway patrolman stopped me down there, and he told me, he said, where do you think you're going? And I told him, I said, I've got to go over here and make this delivery. He said, you got 1 hour from right now to get over there, make your delivery, and get back here. He said, because we all going the other direction. And I said, okay. So I made his time limit, but he wasn't there when I got back. But that storm was terrible, but it kind of went to the east of us, more so than this one did. This one went a little bit west, and it actually kind of I think it came a little further east than they expected it to. But it did catch the golden corner up here in the state. It didn't turn quite as quickly as they thought it would. And boy, I tell you what, we in North Carolina and Tennessee are paying for it.
This KC4FBD, and I was sitting here thinking too about, you know, weather events. I remember as a kid the 1974 tornado super outbreak, and we had some tornadoes up around Lyman area.
Well, we do have some bad weather through here every once in a while, but thankfully it's not that often. You know, if you start talking about you know, the tornadoes and back in the 70s and Hugo 30 years ago, and you know, that's not too bad odds. You know, I think we live in a pretty good part of the country.
Anyway, yeah, that's a good point you made there. I'll let you get back to the net. Maybe there's some more check-ins that come in, and I'll be calling the net tomorrow night. Good talking to you, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. This is KC4SKD.
Again, tell Ms. Rhonda we said hello. Look forward to seeing y'all again real soon. In the meantime, y'all take care, stay well, and stay safe, and pick at Randall just a little bit. I think that would be fun, because he loves to pick at you, I know that. But do appreciate you staying in and talking with us for just a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, and we will do it again. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
See, additional check-ins, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and for the next few nights, I will be MIA as I head to Charleston tomorrow. I won't be back until Monday unless Echo Link is up. Thanks for all that everybody's been doing. 73's KI4GOD.
DOS. Hey Gary, please check in. KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman. I'll be in and out.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening, KI4GOD. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Simpsonville, where he's going to be MIA for a few days. He's got to head down to Charleston unless the Echo Link comes back up. John, we hope he comes back up so you'll be able to get in with us. You have a safe trip down there. Y'all stay well and stay safe. Next, I'd like to say good evening, KI4EJY. That's Mr. Elijah over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Elijah. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. N4EDW, Mr. Ed, go your comment there, sir.
Out on the net with stuff going on up here. Tonight I did a search amateur radio and Helene on the web, and there are all kinds of articles about amateur radio and what it's doing to help out with the situation. So people might want to look up that amateur radio and Helene. And that might be of interest to them. The other thing, two TV stations, Whiskey Yankee Foxtrot, Foxtrot.com, and Whiskey Lima Oscar Sierra.com. One up here in Asheville, the last one, and another one down in, I think, Spartanburg.
That's interesting. I'll have to get on the computer since my internet is up and running and see if I can't check some of that out. But I had not thought about trying to do any searching on the ham radio operators, you know, amateur radio and Helene. But I'll have to check that out.
Many people up where he is at Anchorage Baptist Church are asking about how to get a license on.
I'm glad that they are finally realizing. Well, my wife's got a little sticker in about her back windshield of her car, and it says, "When all else fails, amateur radio." And that really fits the bill in this case. You know, if it weren't for amateur radio, there's a lot of communication that would have been missed because of this storm.
Heard at a meeting up here of the club in Hendersonville, this was a year ago, when we had all the forest fires out in Western California, and people had no communications, they had no landline, and the towers went down. And here in Transylvania County, and I believe it's the county of 85 have been destroyed. Over.
That's amazing, Ed, that many have been destroyed. But I have a radio station, used to have one right up the street from the house, and that storm took the tower down. And if, I don't remember, I don't know how tall that tower was, but it wasn't as tall as a lot of them. But it was God and very well taken care of and maintained. I don't know exactly what happened, but the way the tower looks, it on, laying on the ground, and it fell right down at the base, you know, from where it was mounted. And it was, it looked like it had twisted around on itself. it's a strange looking mangle of metal and wires.
Here up on the mountain, and it's got red lights all over it, but I think the night before last and maybe the night before that, the lights were out, which really surprised me, because it's for aircraft. Over.
The airplanes will just have to fend for themselves if the lights on the tower go out, because of no power, and you know, we don't know what happened to their generator backup, if they had one. Most of those towers do have some type of generator backup. But, you know, sometimes those fail, too. You know, they're man-made.
Last time, I don't know where we were, and he was the guy who climbs up the tower and changes the light bulbs. Over.
And I believe it. I looked friend of mine at work when I was gainfully employed before I retired. I used to do a lot of tower work. And he showed me a picture of a guy. He rode up an elevator, and I don't remember how many stories he rode up in this elevator. But then he got out of the elevator and had to climb the rest of the way to the top of the tower to change the light bulb. And, man, I tell you what, the people on the ground looked like they were smaller than ants.
Our Z page, and it'll give you an idea of how to climb a tower without climbing a tower. When I was in Nam, we used a helicopter to lift an antenna up to the top of a phone pole. But my linemen did not wear their gloves. So 70-mile-an-hour wind going across a log periodic generates quite a bit of static electricity. Every time they grab that pole to support it, they get zapped. Over.
Think about that, or probably didn't, until they got zapped the first time. But after that, they probably learned real quick to use a static discharge pole or wear some good heavy gloves.
We got the engineers to help us, and they put a cross piece on top and then a couple of pulleys there, and then by running a rope through the pulleys and down and then sitting the antenna on the top rope and pulling up, we could just slide it up to the top and drop it into place. Over.
There's one thing, where there's a wheel, there's a way.
To get hold of the experts and if they're around and use their knowledge. Over.
Goodness, I wish you hadn't said that. You know what an expert is, don't you, Ed?
Somebody who knows a whole lot about nothing. Over.
Expert is an X is
the has-been and the spirits are drip under pressure.
The expert is something that knows everything from a year ago, but not what's going on now. Over.
Out of them, Ram, we won't get into all of that. Anyway, Ed, do appreciate all the work you've been helping out with Patrick and them up there, offering your time and your computer and that sort of stuff. And we just wanted to say we really appreciate all your help and everything you've done for the good of the cause there. Over.
Right here, still not back, the commercial power. The landline came back yesterday. That really surprised me. I don't know what the cause was, because I've had the landline as a backup because it has its own power supply. So if something happens, the landline is typically there. This is about the first time I've had the experience of a landline going out. We did, since I've got a Wi-Fi with the satellite, we did have communications on the phone, on the cell phone, because I've switched it over to Wi-Fi, and that worked out. But one thing I'd recommend as a backup to the towers, because they tend to go down, is an old-fashioned phone that you plug in the wall and punch the buttons or dial it, and it does not have power and does not require power from a power source. Over.
That's not entirely correct, Ed. The old phones, the dial-up phones, and the push-button phones that are hardwired in are 24 volts, and they actually get the 24 volts through the phone line. But that's the way those work. I've got an old rotary dial phone here at the house. And I had a friend of mine told me, they said, well, that won't work on these new phone jacks. And I said, oh, yeah, it will. And they said, no, it won't. So I came in here, and I got me a connector, and I got my crimping tool out, and I stripped the wires off, and I put them in the proper sequence that they needed to be, crimped them down, plugged it in, and made a phone call. And then I turned around, and my friend says, here, talk to so-and-so. He couldn't believe it.
Having one, they're about $11 in Walmart. I went down to get another one today, and they had run out because I lent mine to somebody who had no other way of communicating. But that's the idea. The power is coming through the landline system. You don't need external power to provide something that you're providing to the phone. It's, as soon as you plug it in, it's got its own power, and that makes it nice. These little mobile phones everybody has now, if they don't have a power source, they don't work. They're basically little radios. You can't charge them, and if you don't have power very often, they're little radios that just don't work. Over.
Doas on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. You're absolutely correct. We've got two wireless phones here in the house that are hardwired. They're plugged into the Bell South network, or the AT&T, or whatever they want to be called nowadays. But I've got one in here in my ham shack. That's hanging up on the end of my ham shack, on the end of my desk, and it's plugged right straight into the wall. If it's not plugged in, you're not going to talk to anybody. but it works real well, and I've got that as a backup as well. But that's all we used to have years ago.
It's old enough to remember the old kind that was on a little stand that you held with a earpiece that was separate, so you talked into the thing in one hand and listened with the one in the other hand up against your ear. Over.
Remember those? I also remember the party lines we used to have. You know, there'd be four or five families or more on the same number, and you had a different ringtone. For each family, I don't know how they really did that, but
it worked out, and if you want to make a phone call, you'd have to pick up the receiver real carefully and listen to see if your neighbor was there on the phone, and if they were, you'd just hang it back up. Back then, you didn't have to worry about them listening to your conversation like you might have to do now.
Well, once they heard it ring, they'd pick up and listen to the conversation. Or
for LZI
Portable. Andy in there, Ed. KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy over there. Probably portable this evening. Or mobile one. Andy, you headed back to the house?
I'm portable here because I don't have any electricity, internet, or anything. All that y'all are talking about the old time system is great, except for one thing. We just left that three or four months ago. You can't get AT&T to repair the circuits anymore. They're so old and obsolete, they refuse to repair the circuits. That's part of the reason we left them here on the old system here. We wasn't receiving calls reliably. And we've stayed on their chance three or four months, but they refused to fix them. And because of that, we had to leave them. Because we'd been on that for decades, but they won't fix the circuits and keep things working right. So as a result, we had to go on up country fiber to kind of get some phone service here at the house back. With the old stuff, they just won't fix now. KI4LZI Portable.
They did that to you up there, but we do appreciate you coming in and making a comment, and I do have you checked into the net now. I appreciate you being with us. I hope you are doing well and staying safe. Go ahead there, Ed.
With the party lines, I know people did listen in. I always assume if you're on a phone, or particularly a radio, somebody is listening. If you're on a phone, you don't know who is in the frame room listening. Even with the modern electronics, but most frame rooms will have a monitor where they can check the circuits, and they can monitor what the conversations are. I haven't been in one in years, but I know that would happen. I was in a Signal Corps and saw it happen, where somebody would monitor a phone call, just flip through to check the circuits, and then find an interesting one, or one that wasn't supposed to be going on because it wasn't supposed to be long distance, and sit there and monitor it. Over.
I don't know, that might have been when you were in the military, but in the private sector, we'll call it, AT&T or Southern Bell or Bell South or whatever it used to be, they asked their employees not to do that. Now, granted that, I'm sure that some of them did, but as a general rule, if they listened to it, they kept their mouth shut about it. Because that was a quick reason for dismissal from your position at the workplace.
And even where I was, it was against regulations, but it wasn't against it, just pop through and do a circuit check. And if somebody was talking, then you knew it was a good circuit, didn't worry about it. But I just make it a rule, somebody's listening on any phone circuit, you don't know who or what they intend to do with it. As far as I'm concerned, the only use for a telephone is to arrange an in-face meeting. Over.
A lot of problems in a lot of cases, Ed. You know, if that's all they used it for. But, there's an awful lot said and done over the phones and radios and everything else. And it's like you said, you don't know who's listening, especially on radios, because once you key the microphone and transmitter starts doing its thing, and it gets off into that antenna, you don't know who's listening to it. It could go anywhere.
the things I've heard on the radio. Internationally, not much in terms of politics or stuff. I've only heard a couple of questions, and that was pretty much not to debate, but to clarify some of our laws, and just to say what, when somebody said, well, what does that really mean? He wasn't debating it. He was just curious as to trying to understand it. But if you get down on particularly 7 or 3, then you can hear a lot of political conversations. And they're interesting late at night. And I've heard a lot here, not on this repeater, but some of the other repeaters where people get on and just really talk politics. Over.